Pontiff, otherwise known as @Pontifex, has over 6 million English-speaking followers alone, tweeting daily messages of inspiration in at least 7 different languages, and averaging 5,000 to 10,000 retweets from followers across the globe.
Twitter, you know, fits very intuitively with religion. You know, it's short messages, it's a way for people to connect with their community. You have your flock in your church, you have your flock on Twitter, people following you.
In the Philippines, religious tweeters even went so far as to nearly crash Twitter's server during the papal visit. But the Pope's active Twitter account also attracts naysayers as well, something the Vatican and Twitter are monitoring.
If you read the replies to those, the discussions on Twitter are almost entirely made of trolling comments, people joking about the non-existence of God.
We do have rules. If things are violating our rules, they are taken down.
The Archdiocese of Washington sees Francis's visit to the U.S. as an opportunity to attract a wave of new followers, both inside and outside the Catholic Church.
He's speaking these words of hope and inspiration, not only for millennials and young people, but people, anybody who is on social media. And so I think what that does is it brings the words of the church to life. It brings Jesus's voice to life. It brings Pope Francis's voice to life.
With the hashtag #WalkWithFrancis, churches across D.C. and Maryland are posting to social media platforms to help document the historic visit. In anticipation of heavy traffic, Twitter says it's been making improvements to avoid another global glitch. But at the end of the day, the church is hopeful that the followers' tweets will translate into action.